Cambridge, Massachusetts is taking a bold step to try to keep its schools integrated. The school committee recently voted to assign children to schools based primarily on their parents' income level. The change is an attempt to maintain diversity and prevent a court challenge to its previous race-based assignment policy. Cambridge joins a handful of other cities trying out what's being called economic desegregation. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
This time of year, many parents in Cambridge are shopping for public elementary schools.
We're going to take a complete tour of the building. We'll tour all the kindergartens, as many of the primary grades as we can.
In Cambridge public schools, parents have a say in where their kids go, and they take it very seriously. They rank their first three choices. Then the school district uses a complicated formula that first considers race in an effort to keep the schools integrated. Under the new plan adopted by the school committee in December, the school district will balance the schools according to income level instead of race. They will identify a family's income by looking at whether the family has applied for free or reduced lunch. As parents on the tour peep into one classroom, kindergartners are learning fire safety.
And when do you do stop, drop, and roll?
When your clothes get on.
That's right.
This classroom is a multicultural mix of kids, but only about 20% receive free lunch. Under the new plan, the school will be required to accept more low-income students until it reaches 45%, the district average for free lunch. Nancy Tauber is worried about the changes, especially since her family is middle class and might not get its top choice for her son Isaac.
It's so tough when it's your child. Because you want to do the right thing by your child, and you also want to set an example. You can't just talk the talk.
The change comes in part because courts around the country have ruled that school districts can't use race as the primary factor in making school assignments. Nancy Walzer is a member of the Cambridge School Committee.
This is a city that has been tremendously dedicated to the whole idea of having diverse public schools. And what we were told by the lawyers was that we had a plan that wouldn't withstand a legal challenge.
Cambridge will continue to use race when assigning kids if it finds income levels don't maintain racial diversity in the schools. Studies show that schools with a majority of poor kids perform worse than schools with a majority of wealthier kids. Research shows the disparity happens because the poorer children have less preparation for learning. Harvard University professor Gary Orfield says poor kids will benefit the most from studying with wealthier kids. But he says the new policy won't hurt kids from families with more money.
The advantage of this kind of integration is that schools have bigger impacts on poor kids than they have on middle-class kids. Families have more powerful impacts on middle-class kids. So you can actually have a situation where poor kids gain and middle-class kids don't lose anything.
Many middle and upper income parents say they will give the new income-based assignment policy a chance, but they will move or send their kids to private school if they're unhappy with how the new plan plays out. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.